If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you, Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board, Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or CSICPA.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com. There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I tell you the thing I love most about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because, as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy, we go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you gotta go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now.
I'm ready when you want.
We're ready.
Hey, we are ready. Hey, guys, Bill Spadia here. Welcome back to our hashtag speaking podcast. I'm joined by my co-host, Jessica Gibson.
Hi.
And not by our other co-host, Jay Black. Jay, sorry, again, the second episode in a row. You have not been replaced because Patrick Lavery's not here, but Eddie Donnelly is here, president of Firefighters Mutual Benevolent Association, NJ
FRBA.
How you doing, man?
Good, Bill.
It's good to see you. So we are here. This is our second episode at the FMBA annual
booked an encore.
So tell me about the event. So you, first of all, how long have you been head of the Firefighters Union?
I've been president 5 years.
5 years? 5 years. And they keep reelecting you.
They do.
Is it congratulations, condolences? What is it?
It's a little of both. I'm very proud and humbled to do it.
A lot of responsibility comes with it.
A lot of responsibility, a lot of work, but I'm up for it. It's good stuff.
Tell me about the event. So last year I was here, I was late last year, and then I was late again this year. Now, in my defense, I was told 6 to 8, so I just figured the judging was 6 to 6:30.
Yeah, but we're on Irish time. When I give you times, it's probably wrong. So I gotta have Jessica give you the. Well,
I was gonna say,
give you a 2-hour early call time.
That's what I need. I need it like, hey, be here at 3. That's it. We're gonna work this out for next year.
No doubt.
So I'm wearing around my judge's badge because I'm proud of it.
You should be.
But I haven't eaten yet. I'm just letting you know.
You didn't eat anything?
No, I haven't eaten yet. So we're gonna do this. I'm hungry.
All right.
I'm gonna eat. I'm gonna walk and eat. And then we'll do it. This event, this is how many years you've been doing this?
9 years. This is our
ninth
event.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah.
And you raise money for St. Barnabas, the burn center.
We do it for the St. Barnabas Burn Center and for our foundation at the FMBA.
Oh, that's great.
So last year we raised just about $60,000, and we split that with St. Barnabas Burn Center.
No kidding.
Yeah.
60 grand's pretty good.
It's a great night.
Now, I just want to say I love the Pines Manor.
So do we. They treat us real well. Yeah. We have our Valor Awards here.
It's great.
They're a great bunch of people. Treat us real well.
I knew I've been here before. I was
the
like,
Valor
why
Awards. We've been to the Valor Awards, right? Yeah, I'm sure.
You probably were at PATS, the PBA. I don't know if you've been to mine. We're going to bring you this year.
I don't know. I'd love to come this year. Yeah, I'd love to come this year.
It's great.
Here's why I bring it up.
Go.
It's packed.
It is.
Parking lot's packed. We're places exploding. Packed.
I know. We're
I wish they
we're
could
blown
add,
out of
like,
it.
What could, right? I don't know how they could add to it. They got to make a bigger room.
I don't know if there's a bigger place, though. I don't know. We're happy here. We're very happy with the Pines Manor. Thank you.
Nothing against the Pines Manor. I love it. But no, it's a good problem to have.
It is. You're busting at the seams.
You really are.
We are.
Yeah, you really are.
Yeah.
All right. Favorite food today?
Long Branch.
Yeah?
And I got to be careful because these are all the meatball.
Oh, my God. Everybody's talking about the meatball.
It's served
Did
in
you have it?
A martini glass. That's why I pulled it out.
Yes.
It's got raisins in it. We were
raisins,
just talking about.
Pinoli nuts, and a little bit of pot cheese.
I haven't had it yet.
The cheese.
It looks very good.
It's delicious.
That's my first stop after this.
Long Branch.
Long Branch. Who did the vegan thing? I didn't think a firefighter knew what a vegan meal was.
I didn't have that yet.
Hamilton.
Jessica had some. Was it Hamilton?
Yep.
And they're big guys. You don't
Mike
think
from
they're
Hamilton.
They're cooking vegan.
We got to go say hi to them. They want a selfie. They want the whole...
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. Let's do it. But what I might do is we're going to get them in on the podcast.
Oh, awesome.
So we might, we'll talk a little bit, then I'll get them in. So, all right. So we got to do Long Branch, Hamilton. They made the vegan thing?
And it was good.
I don't think
it was
of
delicious.
Hamilton as a
I
vegan place.
I can't tell you exactly what it was in it, though.
Okay.
Some asparagus?
There was even vegan mayo on top.
Really?
Union.
So no eggs, no meat?
Yeah,
I don't know.
There's sweet potato chips and some mangoes.
I'm going to go bust their chops.
Do it.
And then I'll try it, and I'll love it. So.
Right. Union brought a whole pig in.
Ooh.
Get out of here.
Wow, I wish I was there to see that.
Really?
Carried it in. It's on the table.
Is it still gone now?
No, there's still some pork left.
All right.
Pork with a little rice stuffing.
Suckling pig.
Oh, it's good.
I got to try it.
I love pig.
Which one was it? Patterson?
Union.
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 The cheeks actually are some of the sweetest meat on the pig.
Yes, that's the best part. You remember our remember our crawfish that we brought down to your that was Union also.
No kidding.
Yes.
They're good, man. They're good at what they
do. Listen, my guys and gals, our firefighters, EMTs and dispatchers can cook.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah, they got some some talent here.
So tell me about how hard is it to be a firefighter these days? I always say this when I'm out talking, that you got this conflict brewing between the politicians who are in a total panic. What do we do? Can't balance a budget. We're going to raise taxes. And then Atlantic City. I think you and I talked right after that Atlantic City disaster where they're like, here's how we balance a budget. Let's fire 10 hardworking firefighters.
They reduce their salary by $15,000.
Totally inappropriate. Nuts. Yeah, how do you combat against that?
It's tough times, Bill. It's definitely tough. And we're seeing that we're having a recruitment problem. We're having a recruitment problem in Irvington, and we just had one in Union.
What's the problem?
Because when you look at the starting salaries have been brought down so low, and it takes you so much longer to get to the top step, and couple that with what we're paying in healthcare, which we're paying 35% of the premium in healthcare.
You work two jobs.
10% of our salary goes to pension. By the time you yank all that stuff out of here, starting salary for a firefighter is pretty low. It's pretty low.
What's it start at? What about? About what do you?
So if you take a starting salary of $35,000-$36,000 and then cut all that stuff out of there, by the time you're done,
you're a couple hundred bucks a week.
You're under $30,000.
You're not living in Jersey on that.
You're not living in Jersey, and you're not doing what we do.
Your wife has two jobs. You have two jobs. Yeah,
100%.
And how do you do it?
It's tough. It's tough. So we're having a real recruitment problem.
Did it help when you guys were successful? It was a huge victory getting getting the pensions away from the state.
100%. We're not going to see the fruits of that labor for a couple of years until that pension system starts moving the right way.
Yeah.
But just to get our pension system all out of the hands of the politicians.
Yeah.
Was a huge victory.
Huge
right? victory for first.
And it's almost fully funded, unlike the ones where they got their hands in the
till. We're in a lot better shape. We're in a lot better shape, but the fact that we can prevent them from dipping in anymore is huge.
They can't touch it.
It's huge.
So recruiting, how do you go about it? Like, what's the, I mean, is it done locally? Does the union do it?
It's all local.
How can we help?
And it's all our, we got to spread the word that your firefighters and your police officers are not the tax burden. So I don't remember if you remember when we first started chatting, we did NJPropertyTaxFacts.com.
Yep.
We can show you the cost for your fire department, especially in these little municipalities. It's pennies on a dollar when you carve out the price of your fire service and your overall tax bill. That's what the residents of New Jersey don't understand. They don't understand their tax bill. Your tax bill is $14,000, $15,000. You're talking about pennies a day.
Right.
Hundreds of dollars
a
year.
Couple hundred bucks.
A year that goes to your fire department.
Versus $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 going to the education.
Listen, I'm not going to
point. It's nothing against the teachers.
I'm not going to point, but I'm going to tell you that your firefighters are not the cause of your high property taxes.
I've said this to Pat Colligan, you and I have talked about it. It's not cops. It's not firefighters. It's not first responders. That's your foundation. You don't have a town until you have that. Once you have that foundation, then everything else. And it's not like the teachers are getting rich.
Yeah.
It's right. It's in the bureaucracy. It's in the contract. Just the lawyers. It's amazing. Nothing against lawyers who are listening now, but a little bit, you know, when you're connected. How many lawyers do you have in Trenton?
We need a lawyer here to defend themselves now.
I know. We're the lawyer. Oh, they got enough. But it is true. And I think there's a miscommunication out there with how much it costs.
Misunderstanding out there.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, you're right about that. But the guys that you see here, the men and women who serve our communities, there's such a pride in what they do. Like, these are people that might have to save a life, you know, have to run into a burning building, get to a car wreck. I always think of the car wrecks. I think of the carnage on our roadways. And it's the first responders in this room that come upon that stuff. Them and the cops that come upon it first. I can't imagine that. And then you see the creative talent come out.
And those are the same guys, Bill, that are coaching your softball teams, your baseball teams, you know, taking their kids. These are your neighbors. Your cops and firemen are your neighbors. They're your community partners. And then we're out there doing our job. And we, you know, every politician should make public safety their first priority.
And I agree.
There's a price to that. Listen, I'm not going to hide it. I'm not going to deny it.
It's not free.
There's a price to it. There's a price to having a career fire department in your community.
Do you recruit from high school or college? Local,
so,
out of state?
You know, it's all a competitive list done through civil service. Most of our towns are civil service, done through the state of New Jersey. In some of our departments, we go out there and try and spread the word a little better. But by the time when you get to the list and you get the guys that come and the gals that come in, and they look at what they're taking home and what jobs they're leaving. I mean, we just had two kids from Irvington. One was an iron worker, and one worked on a train station. When he looked at the price that he was going to make, the salary he was going to make.
Right, couldn't do it.
I'll stay where I am.
Yeah.
And I'm not, I'm not out there every day working in the elements, you know, climbing roofs in the middle of the night, dragging hose lines down the hallway. On a highway, which is the worst. On a highway at 3 o'clock in the morning,
scary.
Pulling somebody out of a car.
Yeah.
And another car comes from behind you and whacks the whole, it's.
Yeah, it's scary.
It's a reality.
Right.
It's a reality.
Right. Well, we're here to help for sure.
I know.
And, you guys are the real heroes in the community for sure.
Thanks.
Tell me about your dad.
My dad.
Your dad calls the show. Every time we do this,
what?
All of a sudden it's like, oh, it's Ed Donnelly on. And he always says, so his name is Ed Donnelly. And every time
and it's
I
like,
get
which one?
Well, I get the screener always writes.
His dad.
Eddie's father. I'm like, I know. Because, he tells my producer that.
My brother's a cop, so he's so proud of my brother and I.
I love
and he loves you, and he loves your show, and he He calls in all the time, and I get the phone calls. Your father's on again. Your father's on again.
He's great.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good man. He's a good soul. He's a hard worker.
He's got the hotline, so he's got, like, the double secret probation. He's got the direct line.
He's got the
I see him coming. I'm like, oh, all right, it's Eddie's dad.
He goes, Bill always takes my call.
He always takes my call. You tell him anytime he wants a call. I think he's going to be a podcast episode at some point.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, you would love that
I think
one.
So. You so here's what that. We're going to do.
Is he here today?
Yeah, he was judging.
Yeah, he was judging.
Oh, okay.
He got here on time. So if somebody's interested and they're listening, they're thinking about being a professional firefighter, where do they start that journey?
You can always call the state FMBA office. We'd be happy to, more than happy to talk to them.
So it's njfmba.com.
.org.
FMNJBA.org.
NJFMBA.org.
Got it.
The phone number's on there. Call there. We'd be more than happy to talk to anyone that's interested in becoming a career firefighter.
All right, good. We're going to help. So we're going to pause for a second. You won't notice the pause if you're listening because we will all of a sudden immediately be in either, I think, Long Branch eating meatballs or in Hamilton. I got to try the
vegan
thing.
We're going to travel over
Let's
the
try
whole,
it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Eddie,
thanks,
thank
Bill.
You, man. Great to see you. Thanks. Eddie, that was great. This is going to go. All right, so we're
all
back.
Right. So ahead. We're Hamilton Township, Local 84. We're back. Are you ready?
All right, we are ready. Let's all go around.
How are you? Dave Kruger.
Dave Kruger preparing something that doesn't look like it has meat in it.
Ray Krashevics.
All right.
Happy Meatless Monday, firefighter Kelly Montesano.
Mike Peoples.
All right, these guys have produced something, so I'll tell you what happened. So I, of course, am always talking about meat. And Jessica's like, no, there's a vegan dish that Hamilton came up with, and it's delicious. So I'm ready.
I love
so
what you
we
guys
have.
Do food
all right, what is this? Walk me through it.
This is Cuban rice with mixed vegetables.
All right.
A sweet potato chip with a plantain and peach mango salsa and a little bit of sriracha cream. But it's veganese.
Veganese?
There's no
way.
Listen.
How do you make it?
Listen, I fooled all the guys in my firehouse. You would never know there was no meat.
They didn't know.
Just don't tell them.
So you're saying if you didn't tell me, I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. Give it a shot.
All right, Jessica, try some.
Make some friends.
I already had some.
Not too hot, not too cold, a little Caribbean meal to warm your soul.
Is this in your wheat diet?
You get it all in one bite, it's worth it, yeah. Because you get all the flavors.
That is great.
I just started out as a vegan, so no.
How's it working?
Yeah,
how's it
working? I'll let you know.
The rice is great. Yes.
You're right.
Yes. You know and you guys... Who made this?
No joke.
We all kind of contributed.
That is no joke. All right, so it's rice, plantains, a mango salsa, a sweet potato chip, and this weird veganese.
I had a problem.
Can I see the veganese? I just feel like our podcast fans are... I'm going to ask Jessica to read that. What is in that?
The ingredients?
I know there are words there, but they're...
Vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, expeller-pressed canola oil, filtered water, brown rice syrup, apple cider
brown
vinegar.
Rice syrup. That's it. It's
apple
good.
Cider vinegar, soy protein, sea salt.
I love it. All right.
Mustard?
It's really the only thing that keeps them. Use regular mayonnaise.
I love
it. Added meatless Monday
treat. I love it. It's
so
really good.
Those are plantains and then mangoes.
Yeah.
Right?
Hey, how are you?
What? Plantains and mangoes?
Peach.
Peach. So. Awesome.
He does the FMBA podcast.
Wait, hold on.
We gotta get our last guy.
All right, well, we'll start right now. All right, so we're at the Patterson Local 2. These guys, what did you guys have? Short ribs?
Braised short ribs.
With
the tomahawk bone in it.
So I realize we're waiting
the tomahawk bone.
Tell me about that.
So the way that we cut the short rib, we kept the long bone on it, rolled the meat down, and then tied it up, and so you'd have a nice display with the bone. So
delicious. Right?
So we have a picture
of it?
So
we're going to see a picture, we're not going to taste it.
But wait, there were sparks? What was going on?
Yeah, so what happened? So
our hot plate,
that looks like a dinosaur.
Our hot plate caught fire, so we had to cut it a little short. We ran out of warm meat, so I didn't want to give anything out cold, so we had to cut it off.
There's a joke in there somewhere with every firehouse in New Jersey, and you guys had a fire. Like this, right?
Yep.
I see. There's no fire extinguisher there. You just unplug it and you're like, out of bed.
There's a fireman somewhere.
All right, here's an important question. That is an induction cooktop.
Yes.
I bought the same one. I got a 2-for-1.
Okay.
Late night.
Well, I've got it catch fire.
And that's what caught fire.
That was the one?
Yes.
Yeah. I cannot tell my wife that. Because I had to talk to her. And
I've
like,
had that
no,
thing
no,
for like
great.
2 years.
Well, don't have her listen
right?
to the
maybe
show.
Longer, maybe right. 3 years.
So what? It's like it's just the inside. Who knows, right?
The insides just started sparking and sparks and smoke started pushing out.
Is that not the proper cookware for it?
No, it's fine. Yeah. As long as it connects, it should work.
So this kills my whole induction cooktop theory.
No,
I got two of them. I fry wings on it. I love it. It's great.
Here's our resident spokesperson.
In the chef's outfit.
The boss is here. Hey, Mike. Bill Spadia. How are you?
Pleasure to meet you.
How are you doing? Jessica.
Jessica, pleasure to meet you. How's it going?
So we're doing a podcast with 101.5 and Chasing News. So we heard you had a little issue.
Couple.
And the worst part about it is we're here to eat.
We heard you guys were the
and
best.
And now there's...
The best.
Literally saw a picture of the short ribs.
Yeah. The power went out twice on this. We had to switch over to a couple different electrical outlets. They helped us quick because this happened to us prior last year, too. We got worried about our early presentation. We pulled it off.
So then, what do you think your chances are? You feel good?
I got a lot of good compliments.
All right, good.
We've done this a couple years in a row now. And
who does the cooking at Local 2? Who's in charge?
Well, we were on duty yesterday, so Jason, myself, and Mike Payne, we did a lot of it. Duffy helps out a lot, too. He does more of the drinks. But we spent 4 hours making a broth for the jus.
Wow.
With fresh cherries, red wine. You know, we braised meat. We ground meat. We julienne, carrots. I mean, we put a lot of hours in it. While we were working.
Yes.
I probably shouldn't have that on there.
That's all right. That's all right.
It's
not like you were fighting a fire and stirring the sauce. Yeah. Like, you know,
yeah, but we did fight a fire.
You're on duty.
But we did have a fire last night. So then midway through our whole big show here, we probably pumped out at least 300 plates already. And he's back there, and now all of a sudden sparks start shooting out of it. So that was it. We got what we could that was hot. We got it out. And that was it. So.
Nice.
But I think we did it right.
All right, good.
It was tasty.
It looked...
You didn't get to try it?
No.
I saw a picture, and it looked like a dinosaur.
All right. We're just... You know, just look at the picture again.
We can give you a little sample if you'd like. I mean, it's not the way we like it, but...
No, because I get it. You got to serve it the way it's intended to be served.
I get it.
Hey, Mike, great to meet you.
Great to meet you, too.
Thank you.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Thanks, guys.
All right,
come on, have a taste.
That's it, huh?
All right.
You got a little for her or no?
Oh, but it's cold.
Oh, my God. You know what?
Right. It's got a lot of flavor.
You want a cherry? Try a cherry.
That's good even cold.
It's not cold.
Oh, mine was cold.
Yeah.
That was good even cold.
We couldn't believe it. Sparks are shooting out of this thing.
The sauce is awesome.
That should win. We spent a lot of time on that sauce.
Wow. That should win. That is unbelievable.
We'll see. Hopefully.
I'm not biased at all. I'm just, you know, that's it, right? Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. All right, guys.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys in a minute. All right, guys. How are you? Bill Spadia. It's my co-host, Jessica. Hey, how are you? It's Jessica Gibson. So, all right. This is our speaking podcast. It's on NJ 101.5. You guys, what did you make? Because all I'm hearing is everybody talking about the Long Branch meatball. Tell me about it.
Well, we put together, we got grandma's meatballs, so we made an old recipe.
Right.
So we made it with pinoli nuts and raisins,
yeah,
chopped meat, and meatloaf mix.
So you got... Wait, that's a raisin. Look at that.
And we made it in a marinara sauce. And we topped it off with a ricotta cheese on the side and a piece of bread.
Pork and veal.
Yes.
It's outstanding.
Thank you.
Outstanding.
Thank you. The sauce is so good. Is it sauce or gravy?
Fry them first?
No, we baked them. We didn't fry them. We baked them. We baked them, yeah.
Good question. Is it sauce or gravy?
It's
sauce.
Ah, come on, guys.
Gravy's for turkey.
Wow.
We are blocking the way.
This is really good.
Very good.
And the cheese on the side?
Good.
Nice. Who does all the cooking?
We all did this together this morning, early this morning. We all chipped
so,
in. We rolled 400 meatballs.
Come on, Nick. Give that man another ball. We like it.
How good is this, right? It's outstanding.
Good.
It's outstanding.
Good.
So is this how you're cooking every night, waiting for the call?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
We make meatballs, yeah.
Do you cook for your wife all the time?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Listen, we'd be lying if we didn't resort to Chinese food and pizza on Sunday.
Every once in a while, right? I'm Bill. How you doing?
Meatballs.
What's your cousin? He's our lieutenant.
Good to meet you. I'm doing great.
We make something different every night.
I host,
you know, so nothing's ever
morning
the same
drive
thing.
On New Jersey.
Yeah. We'll always make something like, yeah,
TV, so
we'll make, like, we'll make grilled cheese one night, something a little different. We'll, like, bacon and put
for
something
how many
in
guys?
It. So it's like 5 to 6 guys working a tour.
Oh, my
so
God.
We'll do that. You know, it's, every night is something different. Like, on the weekends, we'll make breakfast. We'll make a big breakfast. You'll have no lunch. And then have a dinner.
But you've got a fancy meatball and the fancy cheese.
Yeah.
Has the gourmet section tonight?
No, we were in Firehouse tonight. And we make, you know, we'll have pasta with that. We'll get a bit of pasta. A lot of guys, Nikki, Zadi, Jamie, we always cook under, we're on different tours. Me and Nikki are on the same tour. So we usually cook
okay.
Our tour. And those guys work on the same tour.
So they'll cook. What recipe is this?
They'll cook this grandma's meatballs. My grandmother's meatballs recipe.
The bold side, secret.
It's a secret.
So it's a little different.
You just told us the recipe.
It's grandma's recipe. Little different, something different.
Trying,
you know,
to do it justice, yeah.
Try to taste it with the raisins. People don't get, you put raisins in it. About 10 people told us, we don't eat raisins. I said, just try it. They're like, it was phenomenal.
Does it make it sweet?
A little sweet taste to it, yeah.
Does it make, cut the bitterness? What does it do?
No, it's a little sweeter taste in it, and it's in a marinara sauce, and the marinara sauce takes away from the sweetness of the sugar, and it makes it, you know, taste, all tastes good.
I love it. Meatballs, thank you. The cheese, the bread.
Thank you, Jessica.
Great job.
Appreciate it.
That's great. That's
have a good night. Thanks for coming out for your support.
No, we're crowding
up
your people.
Thank you. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for your support. Thank you, Jess.
Thank you.
I'm glad you liked
it. Thanks for your support.
It was outstanding. Hamilton did outstanding. You know.
Oh, my God.
I love pork. I love veal. I love any kind of meat. I did not expect, you could have paid me $1 million, I would have never predicted that I would have enjoyed a vegan meal at a firefighters event. As if I recall, last year, no vegan meals, right? So, Hamilton, you guys are not only protected and served by the best in terms of fire departments, in terms of first responders, but man, thank you. You got a minute?
We never interview TJ. I'm very upset that you don't cook for your wife this way all the time.
I do sometimes.
So what's the recipe?
We got seafood chowder. It's got lobster, clams, mussels, shrimp, and we use the Yingling base instead of like the traditional white wine or vegetable broth.
And how do you sort out compared to Mike and the meatballs? And then we missed the sliders, but
honestly,
how do you guys stack up against the competition?
We've been in this for 3 years. It all goes to a good cause. We're really just a bunch of firemen, so like we're not professional chefs. We just thought we'd go with something a little simpler this year and maybe do a little better.
Yeah.
So
who does the cooking at the firehouse? Do you guys all work on the same shift?
Yeah, actually we do. We alternate. He cooks a lot. Chris cooks, Pete cooks, I cook, but Kevin cooks most of the time.
And is he the chef today?
He is the chef today.
I can't hear.
It's a group effort. There's no way one person could make this. We did it all together.
So, but whose recipe is it?
We all found it together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We Googled it. We found it on Google.
We kind of added our own bits and pieces to it. You know, thought what we thought would taste the best, and we went with it.
Is this the regular rotation of meals?
One of the things we try and do, you know, we mix it up.
What's your regular rotation? He's like, oh, shaking his head. Oh. You guys eat mac and cheese most nights, don't you?
There's always a Taco Tuesday. If we're working on a Tuesday, there's always pulled chicken tacos. Pasta Sundays.
We got Taco Tuesday. You got Meatball Sunday.
Pizza Thursday.
And other than that, we just mix it up. Soup, sandwiches.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, no problem.
It's so hot in here. How are you doing it?
I have no idea.
Okay. Introduce yourself.
She's a radio host.
We're doing a podcast.
You want me to say my name?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't give out my name.
Oh, top secret. Okay. Well, it's a spy.
Just say Captain of Montclair.
The spy of Montclair.
Yes.
And how many years have you been doing this?
Fire department, 37.
37?
Yeah, way older. Way older than you.
How did they get you into it?
Oh, cooking?
What? Yeah.
We all do our share at the firehouse. That's what you do.
All right.
It's the best thing. listen, everybody wants to be a part of something great. The fire department is something great. So everybody from different ages, different cultures, all gather together and we become one unit. It's the greatest thing ever.
And it's hot in here too.
Yeah, it is a little hot.
Fire temperature.
All right, how did we do here? I feel like I missed the entire Montclair.
They were a little nervous in the interview. I had to pull it out of them.
It's all about the food.
Yeah.
Most people see a microphone, they're like, ah, I'm done. But you got your skill.
Yeah.
If there were flames shooting out somewhere, boom.
Everything great on dinner. Like I told
so anyway, this is really, really good.
Well, this is our third year here.
Up to that.
Yeah.
Like, we kind of, like, after the first year, we got real fancy with it. We're like, you know what? Let's just make something and make a firehouse.
Right.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.